Radhe Radhe, Jai 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 Shivaye. Radhe Radhe Radhe, Jai 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 Shivaye. Radhe Radhe Radhe, Jai 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 Shivaye. Radhe Radhe Radhe.
My darling daughters and sons, be happy, follow my instructions,
Hare Krishna.
And very soon you should achieve Braj Prem.
Hare Krishna.
I'm inviting you to come to
Rajamandal Parikrama, month of Kartik, first week of October to first week of November.
Stadium style seating. Oh my God, I'm happy. Fried the Sandman the way she looks.
Happy
Father's Day!
Happy Father's Day!
Thank you, Shemaine.
We have the
cutest father.
Okay, she has an art gallery in Maui. Tell them the story, because they're the... No, no, but tell them, because...
I have connections with this gallery in Maui. They're, like, the number one gallery in Maui, and Maui is the third highest art sales in the entire world. It's a huge gallery. I want to go talk to them for Shamrani deity, and she gave me permission to take some limited edition prints, some giglées, to this gallery to have a meeting with the manager about getting some of her originals in the gallery.
So we're good to go. Just keep them locked up.
Well, I have to talk to them exactly what it would be, but I'm sure it would be. He's busy.
I know.
Okay,
he's staying at our house tonight.
Exactly. Well, I always hear that. That's
on consignment, she's saying?
What?
G. Clay's and Disney?
No. Wait. No, he doesn't know what we're talking about. He wants to know if he can get some people to take your gallery in Maui.
Gallery in Maui.
Yeah. The number one gallery.
What's the name of it?
It's Higgins Heart International, and Shamrani Deity sent me to ask you.
Higgins, that's my name.
That's why we're laughing.
I have to sit down with her because by nature I don't like to give anything out on consignment because
I only need them for a showing. I don't need the displays to sell.
Give me your number.
Give them back to LA when I come.
But they got to get all the way to Maui. They got to go back to somewhere. What we've been doing is people get portfolios. They can show them. What is, and it's not the same thing, but I just have to, that's like a real, yeah. Right.
Okay. She's going back to Maui, and then she's going to come to L.A.
Yeah, they're the number one gallery at Maui. I mean, this is not a joke. They are, like, high-end, and they're only going to take her originals. So I just need something incredibly high-quality.
Her originals?
That's all they sell.
Be interested
she
in the originals,
right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, but we're not selling the originals.
Well, she said she'd be willing to let them go for about $500,000, and I don't think
So then you wanted to show them the replay that he's what it looks like.
Well, then I
guess
I'll come to Maui.
He chuckled. He went, very good.
Yeah, that's great. We'll come to Maui. You can show him, and then we'll take him back.
Okay, perfect. Maybe because it was like this.
All right. Okay.
I haven't grabbed him yet.
Thank you.
Zip it up. I left the computer on, plugged in, so it's recharged the battery. So in order to, you know, to make the battery last longer, you cannot use in the computer after you charge it, you plug it out, you know, from the wall. Mm-hmm. Right, so yeah, let it go. So if you're going to plug it out from the, plug out the computer, plug out from the wall, so then you can plug out from the machine, from the computer. And you need this, when you're doing it, plug it into the computer, then plug it into the wall. Mm-hmm. You know, so that's better. And also, be gentle with the connection of the computer.
Yeah.
So like, you know, because I started in there like a wire, you know, bend it all the time, you could bring it somewhere else.
Oh.
So it's just, you know, like, when you plug it in, like, put like a book or something on the adapter wire.
Okay.
That way you won't be moving it back and forth again, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's just lasts years and years. Okay, yeah. And you have the
I mean,
you have the instructions
for
F-disk partitions and format. Okay, here, the last one. Okay, the last one. So this one is tricky, so to format it, you type in format, right? After you partition and restart the computer, control, alternate, delete,
okay.
And keep a space. That's a space here.
Okay. Oh, okay. See, after space, after where, after format.
Forward slash. This is not a backward slash.
Okay.
So I put here forward slash.
Okay.
And then S. S means system. You want it to format it.
Thank you. Hey, well, I'm sure we'll be emailing you.
Okay.
Thanks so much, Guru. I'm going to keep you on phone after you want to don't worry. How do you fit an elephant in a safely? Does it feel safely?
Yeah.
How do you fit an elephant in a safely? Take the S out of space and the S out of room.
She never gives them to her students.
Yes, she does.
No, she does not.
She said we can't have any of this stuff.
Every year she never gives them to her students.
Yeah. I got a bunch of pictures, but it really looks like I did some crappy D-Lock.
You know the thing? You want my own GP?
I
don't know. Are
you working on it? No. Do you know who Lalita Saki is? Yeah. Oh, hello? And she's gone. Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's for that joke. Not too much.
That joke
not too much. Oh my god, can you tell us what I need?
Just remind me one time. Samurai is so nice. She said, oh, beauty, such a great soul. Please tell teacher one day I can also be a great soul. And then I said, good to see a gorgeous cheetah. I hope so. Well, I know so. And I said, oh, good. Huh. And then she said, well, unless I don't make it. I said, what do you mean you live with a cheetah? Like, oh, he died.
No, she didn't.
Did she say that?
Just my told me to come and say the true David and then not me tomorrow.
What?
I said, hey. I know
let me tell you what she said. Rudy, I know you met my biological father, but you're my real father. Happy Father's Day. Met.
And I know I met, introduced you to my
everybody said Happy Father's Day.
And he laughed, he chuckled, he thought it was funny.
Did you ask him how he got that on his arm?
Yeah, he won't tell me, it's a long story.
Alright, alright, listen. Right when he's going back to his mom, look what he does.
There's a
tear. That's asking for problems. There's a stop, you're not taking that with you.
Mm-hmm.
No, you're not.
It'll be okay.
Listen. There was a chair, right?
They call him when
there's no room in the car in the back seat for you to take that.
I'm just joking, I'm not going to take the phone
out. Ow! Don't you! Whole Foods is coming back to haunt you.
Oh my god, now we're going to have to step all in action.
You want to make it? Okay, I'll just leave you here with your dad. That's no problem with me.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Then the vice of these will have more room in the car.
Hey, let me finish my story.
There's a chair, right? I was like, hurry up, watch this. He's like, you're going to hurt yourself. I'm like, no, come on, just watch this. You're going to hurt yourself. I'm like, shut up, just watch. I jumped on top of the chair, and I put my foot on the back, and I like rode it to the ground. As soon as I get to the ground, I fall off, and I'm laying on my back. And when the force of this, and the momentum or whatever, makes the chair go up in the air and flip, and it comes back, and the leg of the chair lands right on my eye. When I'm on the ground,
oh my
it goes,
God.
It goes
where is that?
Here, just this. I'm going, and the thing's doo-doo-doo-doo in the air. I'm like, it goes bam right in my eye.
Oh, my gosh. You're too much.
It hurts.
It's a light. It's a light. It's a light. Do you know the story?
Yeah.
I tell it like that.
Yeah. Oh, come on.
They don't make me like that.
Are you going to basketball?
What about it?
Can you say goodbye?
Okay. She's going to I bought him a piece of cheesecake for Father's Day.
Well,
yeah, we'll drive on the way out because I want to. Oh, maybe we should just go.
He's good. He's taking a lot of
it. He's not taking it. Shanti fit it all in.
No.
How's it is, I think. Let's go over walk real quick, because then we can just leave and go from here. Okay. If we go and drive and try to get through over there and turn around,
it's like process all of the stuff.
Yeah, it's new service. You get to tuck three ways in, turn off his light, and make sure the fan's off and the bathroom light is off.
That's amazing.
Tuck him in. Like,
no, his feet. Tuck his feet in.
Sweet.
Mm-hmm. No, just put his blanket on his feet, put the light on in the bathroom, and make sure the fan's on by himself, charging up, and Mama Mars leave him to do.
Wow. That's incredible.
That's just
amazing. He's driving him all day.
Well, he's tired.
Yeah.
I mean,
for
what? Come on.
You know, after festival, you gotta process. I'm sure after massage, you need some time to process what just happened.
Okay, this is not too bad. Did you get the poster?
Yeah.
And he gave him the glove on.
Oh, no.
Because he said, you pay me more for the poster than anyone else. I told you it was $25, and you gave me $10 extra, $35. So I have an extra one I want to give it to you. That was like 3 years ago, he remembered that.
Really?
I was like, but to me, $10 at that time was like, and that was so much. Well, 500 rupees, you know?
Yeah.
Stop it, Kamal! I'm not in the mood!
Okay,
stop!
Okay,
I
think
I've
wanted
to
make
them
before.
I know! I'm
Skype! Then we don't have to all be Skype! See you on Skype! Talk to you on Skype! She wanted me to come over to the room where she's staying, which is the car right away. I said, I can't. I said, what do you want me to go for? She said, to tell us about Govardhan. I said, I can't, but what we can do is maybe Santi could spend a few minutes with you on the computer showing you slides of Govardhan.
No, thank you
so much. May I have to make a minute on CCD?
Doesn't she live in the North area? She lives in Oregon.
She lives in Oregon, yeah.
I wish she was asking.
Yeah,
anything
if she
or
can make
the
it
last, San Francisco.
4 o'clock at night on the night. Yeah, well, no, she asked me, she did ask me a couple of days ago before we came over. And I said, I don't exactly know what you're talking about because she doesn't live here. And she said, I said, okay, I'll meet you right after class on Sunday. And then she came over and she said, I'm going to come over the car right away. Just to tell me about Govardhan. And I think she felt bad when I said no.
Well, it's the night before we're traveling,
it's
late. And
yeah, I did cut her off though.
Yeah.
But I mean, I can understand that we can, and I still feel bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, there's always, she's coming to party.
No, there are four.
Oh. She's going to appear about a search on Pier Bhakti and all that.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah. I mean, I feel bad too, we're only three people. Team of three, and there's a whole week of festivals, and then so many people ask us things on the night before. I know that.
No, she just wanted me.
Yeah.
And I just thought of that tonight.
Oh, I see. Did she come to your class today? We talked a lot about Govardhan today.
She did. No, but yeah, the Govardhan Temple.
Well, for really, we'll come back to you in one time.
No, I mean the Govardhan Temple. So.
Can we send her email?
I think I'll start writing her.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe we'll try to get her access to it. Because they're alone there and they're poor.
Where
do
they live?
Oregon. They work with East Uganda, but they're very, very poor.
Oh. They're not alone. There's a nice one there.
Yeah. It's true.
Tonga, Taiwan.
Yeah, that's true.
Korea.
Yeah. I think he wanted to get some more association.
Yeah.
So I'll try to get, I'll just start writing her.
If she comes right now, I, while I'm burning, I can show her. What does she want to see?
She's about to go over and tap her in hearing and hearing and hearing. Just some love.
Yeah, she's such a nice lady in San Diego. She's giving so much taste.
She was like, I thought it was like, wow. Do you want to see me tonight or by email?
Huh?
Yeah, she's
Arguing.
I'm
going to send it to him by email.
She's
here?
Had a good talk with him.
You did?
Yes.
How long are you
going to
be here?
Tomorrow morning?
No, well, yeah, but we won't see. I mean,
so, okay, after we talk.
I think, okay, because he said I can email him to him. I think that might be better.
All right, that would be better.
But, and he said he can only do it to 5 a year.
Well, you should understand we're only going to use 5 a year. But not that we want to wait, because we don't know exactly what we're using.
But you can't jeopardize his relationship with...
No, my point is that if we just use 5 a year,
yeah,
it's the same as him giving us 5 a year.
Yeah.
I kept trying to explain that to him. It's not a jeopardy.
Yeah.
It's just that if I change my mind, and I don't want to use this and I want to use that, but I don't have it, because I only have these 5. So if he would just trust us, I was swearing to all the deities, all the incarnations.
No, he knows, and he doesn't even really feel he should do it, but he's doing it because he likes you.
Well, good, he should like me enough to give me everything.
I know.
Who, Sonia?
No, it's my godbrother, Bobby. Yeah, I mean, because, you know, they're my paintings also. And I put a lot of years into them, and he doesn't know if he can
tell. I know, you're preaching to the choir.
I know, I have to tell him.
Yeah. He just has his own, you know, everyone has their own interest in mind.
Life.
And he wants to do this movie, and he gets to use them for, they let him get to use it for this movie.
I know.
Did he make the BCs though?
I'm not sure.
If you could understand that,
I know.
I'm honest when I say I'm not going to print more than 5.
I know. Right,
I think it's better to email them.
And it's your painting?
Alright, I'll make them in his office for you.
Okay.
How good is
it? Huh? The world is bullied.
I know.
Don't get involved with me.
Yeah,
don't try to look good to me.
You want the painting?
Huh?
You want the painting?
No, he has that.
The
resolution to get the highest good quality for him to give it to me, because I don't want to get it from the BBC. And he doesn't want to jeopardize his relationship with BBC if they find out he's giving it, but he's not going to find out. Not that sharp. Anyway, so yeah, to get involved with men, life's over.
I know. As much as we enjoy the man, as much as we're going to suffer it, so it's better to be like.
As much, if not, a million times more.
Yeah.
Like as Gurudev says, both you ladies and you men. Don't.
Good, bad. Right.
Yeah. Alright, so book distribution. That's very enlivening and very absorbing. What do you say to people when you meet them?
Last time I was doing book distribution, last year I was doing 2 books. I was like, out here I'm passing out these books today because I want to go see my Gurudev. I'm raising so far.
Why? That's terrible thing.
I know. It was a cookbook, The Way of Love or The High Day.
How many books have you distributed and how much are you making?
I was just going a couple hours, made $30. One or few books.
I think just because you're so charming.
Exactly, that's the only reason why.
On
one guy gave me $20. Because he asked me, where's your guru at? Because some people say, okay, here, I'll give you $1, you take, need to take a bus. I said, well, my guru's in India. So I said, okay, here, I'll give you $20. Because people think, yeah.
Just because you're cute with it.
Yeah.
But if you really want to distribute books, then Prabhupada would like to talk about the book and preach.
Yeah.
But you can have a friendly opener. Like something I used to always do is say to them,
do you want to enjoy in a higher level?
You're only going to give out those 2 books, or you're going to give out all variety?
All variety.
Are you reading all varieties of books?
Well, my favorite is The Way of Love. That's my favorite.
They've been moving for so many years. To distribute is your favorite.
Yes.
As far as reading.
Well, I study Upanishavrita, I'm studying Manasik Shavar.
Oh, good.
Because you told me before I should learn some stuff, so. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to like get out my anger.
Yeah, that's our husband. It's the books and the verses. And that frees us from so much misery and misconception.
Yeah.
All the miseries we experience is because we're not absorbed in the books and the pastimes and the verses and the meanings and philosophy and the qualities. As soon as we turn away from that, it's like turning away from the light and being in the darkness.
Mm-hmm.
And then everything scary, spooky, miserable, envy, greed, lust, angry, and anger.
But I don't know about distributing for the Shamatha, is it?
Why not?
Yeah? People are ready? Manashiksha
for
the Shamatha?
Not
Manashiksha, or?
No, you call it the English name.
The nectar of devotion.
Or the nectar of instruction.
Yeah.
Or, what's that other one? Isopanishad.
I should distribute that.
Well, I used to distribute tons of Isopanishads.
Really?
They're basic books for it.
And what do you say?
Well, I can tell you a skeleton thing. I don't know why, but I just started doing it. Overwhelmed to you, I think. You know, like Arjuna's chariot? It was shot in the beginning of the war and it was supposed to collapse. But because Krishna was there, it stayed and they had the war. And the second the war was over, Krishna said, hurry up, jump off the chariot. Arjuna said, why? He said, don't ask any questions, just jump. So Arjuna jumped off the chariot and immediately the horses and the chariot all burnt down. Because it was supposed to be for that because Krishna was sitting on it. And then he was serving them, but didn't. And the second thing is very similar. Every time you're successful, you know, you're on this adrenaline.
Uh-huh. Then you sit down, you're coming down, yeah.
But then at the end of it, like, try to burn down chariot.
You also need a little extra calcium. If you type, oh, like me, you need iodine and for your thyroid, iodine and then calcium.
And you forget all about that stuff, and then also both of us, so many devotees, so many friends, and being sure of this way and that way. So anyway, so just to say excuse me.
Oh.
If I sound like I'm drunk or something.
Drunk on the nectar.
Well, no, I'm excuse me. So I said, I don't yawn to people, but I mean, a skeleton thing to say is something like, excuse me, are you from LA or out of town?
Yes, I'm from out of town.
Well, great, you get one then. Here, I'm supposed to give these out to the 50 nicest out-of-towners today. You believe in God, right? No, what do you believe in? Well, that's great. It's for the atheists.
Oh, okay. Oh, whatever they say, you continue what they say.
Whatever they say.
Whatever they say, okay.
It's for the atheists who have their own mind. You know, who think for themselves. In fact,
who misthink for themselves.
Misthink for themselves. In fact, that's what the book is about. You know, like it talks about the mind. You believe in the mind, right? You know the mind can be the best friend and the worst friend. In the meantime, I'm showing them the pictures. And they're looking at the pictures and they say, the mind is the best friend and the worst friend. The pictures they have. No matter what's happening externally, internally you're happy because your mind's your friend. The pictures had to make the mind your friend. What's your name?
Govinda.
Govinda, it's really good for you to be on it. So Govinda, just take it home and read it. There's no cost for the book. Everyone's just giving a donation because we're printing books and stuff from people around the world. Give the most you can, Govinda. And then I pretend I'm going for my money, and that psychologically makes them go for their money.
Oh, that's the way sometimes I get tricky, like, you know, I don't want them to give it free, but I don't know how to ask it, and,
Yeah.
Okay.
So, excuse me? Excuse me. Then you stop. Excuse me?
Excuse me.
Excuse me, ma'am. Are you from LA or out of town?
I'm from LA.
Well, great. You get one then. Here.
Oh.
I'm supposed to give these out to the 50 nicest people from LA today. What's your name?
Rohini.
Rohini, it's great to meet you. Rohini, this is beautiful wisdom from ancient India. How to be happy within, no matter what's happening without. You believe in God, right?
Yes.
Well, great.
You shake their hand all the time?
And guess what's so good? There's no cost to the boat. But everyone's giving a donation. Well, sometimes you say, okay, well, take it home and read it. And they think that's the end, and they say, and Govinda, guess what? There's no cost for the book.
Guess what? There's no cost for the book, but everybody's doing a nice donation.
Because we're printing books for young people around the world who are suffering from birth and death, disease and death. Give the most you can.
We're printing
and
books.
I pretend I'm going for my money.
We're printing books
everybody
to
everybody's going for their money to me. But you can develop your own genius. Prabhupada said Americans have their own genius.
That's how you did it.
That was like a skeleton.
So you print, okay, there's no cost for the book, but everybody's throwing a nice donation
for us. To cover
the
printing.
To cover the printing.
Because we're helping people who have birth, old age, disease, and death. We're printing books to suffering people around the world.
Awesome.
We're printing books
for the suffering.
For the mentally retarded. That's about everyone, isn't it?
We're all mentally retarded. Sure, yeah. Well, crazy.
I mean, anybody who thinks of his body is pretty mentally retarded.
Exactly.
Like, for example, Mohini. You see that dress that you're wearing?
Yeah.
Well, you're not your dress, right?
I know, yeah.
Well, you're not your body, either.
Exactly. It's my car.
Yeah, because, I mean, dust thou wert, dust thou beast, but you're something beyond it.
Yeah.
In fact, Mohini, this book is really about you, the real you within the body, and explains how you're millions of times more powerful and beautiful than the sun. Did you know that, Mohini?
Oh,
well, great. Take it home and read it. And Mohini, guess what? There's no cost to the book. But everyone's giving a donation because we're printing books for suffering people around the world.
We're printing books for the suffering
people around the world.
For
we're helping people
around
the world with old age, disease, and death. Did you know that you never have to die in here? Can you imagine life beyond death?
One time said a guy, oh, here, that'll make you, that'll help immortal. You to be happy. Yeah, I said, oh, that'll help you to be happy. Said, I'm happy. I said, well, this is temporary happiness, it's not real. He's like, that's so rude. I'm like, no, I'm just honest. But that, I shouldn't say
you look like a happy, what's your name? Bob? Bob, you look like a happy person. But sometimes things happen where there's overwhelming anxiety, like the death in the family, there's burglars in the neighborhood, your wife leaves you, or you think she might leave you because she's like, I don't have any role. Or you have a good job, but you know, there's a threat that you might leave it. Not you, but a lot of people in the world. I know you're happy.
Yeah.
Many of you don't have to get the census.
Yeah.
So what this book does, it tells you how to be happy within. Okay, well, great. So take it home and read it, and it was really nice to meet you. And
so
Bob,
who do you worship?
Guess what? There's no cost to the book. But everyone's giving a donation, which is giving the book to some people in the world. Give the most you can. Whereas I'm wearing the same.
No, it's good because people imitate, you know, you do that, they do it.
Give the most you can.
Oh, yeah. No, it's true.
And,
I used to sell t-shirts,
I know.
Oh, it's awesome. Let me ask her. Should I give cards too? Should I make cards and say, oh,
yeah,
temple devotee?
No, you should make temple. Temple.
Yeah.
You know, like,
for
everybody, yeah.
I didn't
mean to
make sense to her.
I really like
her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I feel bad
because
she looked like she walked away sad.
I thought
it was
like everyone's sad if they're not going to do it again for a year or six months.
Yeah, and then she's sending me to go to her house. Sending her house is the room she's been in.
Yeah. Mostly, I think it's basically once a year or once in 6 months.
Yeah, everybody's
so
sad.
Sad.
So she just won the last. You know,
I'll never hear the end of it.
This is wisdom about exit knowledge and how to get the mind to become more friendly.
Next time you come about book distribution, come with a safety program.
Yeah. There's no, well, I like the last line, but there's no cost for the book, but everybody's been throwing a nice donation to reprint the book.
Yeah, like a lot of people give $5 or $10 because $5 prints the book and $10 prints the encyclopedia.
Huh?
Well, everybody's given the most they can. Of course, we don't want to put you on the breadline or anything.
The breadline?
You know what a breadline is?
Well, you
like
can buy bread.
Like during the time of the Depression, like in the 1920s. All the people would go on the bread line, line up.
Oh, yeah, they get rationed.
You don't want to put me on the bread line or anything.
So, does that put them like, oh, no, I can't, right?
Huh?
It's like a little psychology thing, like.
And yeah, it makes them laugh, but you know, you appreciate the
fact that
they have needs.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, you know, give as close to a million as you can. Well, how much should I give? Give as close to a million as you can without starting. Actually, everybody tries to give between 5 and 10. You might pull out your
tax receipt deductible.
Your wad, some dollars. And say, everybody tries to give between 5 and 10 because 5 cents is worth
10 cents.
10 cents what? Encyclopedia.
I just don't know how to say in English.
Encyclopedia.
Encyclopedia.
Do you know what an encyclopedia is?
I know in French, encyclopédie.
Yeah. You say that. They're in French. You're French?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
You thought I was don't know how to speak English good.
I thought you were like American.
No, it's my third language. I learned French, Spanish, English.
You speak perfect
English. Ah, thanks. Well, not really, but
yeah.
I'm still learning.
Wait 1 minute.
Yeah.
Nice.
Well,
that's from the best now.
Yeah.
Well, I was number one in the world sometimes.
Yeah, I know. You're really good, like. I remember you saying, oh yeah, you know, for mathematical, like, 1 + 1 over there, it's make 1.
All right, like, what do you do? Like, whatever they do, that's what the book is about.
Yeah, you related it. That's
like, what do you do?
I'm a computer geek.
You're a computer geek? That means you fix computers?
Uh-huh.
Wow, I'm so honored to meet you. That's like the most important job in the world today. What's your name?
Govinda.
You know what? I'm not going to believe this, but that's exactly what the book is for and about. You know how you fix computers when people are totally bewildered? Well, this universe is like a computer. It's made by somebody, and it's made by somebody, just like computers. And people think it's like mystic powers, but you guys, you know exactly what to do. And it's just for you, it's like ordinary. So God is like ordinary controlling the universe, and that's what I just like mystic power. So this book connects you with the supreme mystic of the computer
universe. Oh, I love that. You see,
take it home and read it. Yeah. And write me how you like it. Here's my name.
I want some of your
write my name and my email in for you. And write me and tell me how you like it. And
you say that.
Okay.
You say that
give
really?
It a read.
You give your email?
Yeah.
Okay.
And unless you think they're free. Yeah.
Oh, no. But you should put the stamp of the temple. With
yeah,
the
that's
step
it. I'm stamping
of,
it.
I made a stamp.
That's where I live. Write me, call me, tell me how you like it, how I can help you.
Yeah.
And Govinda?
There's no cost for the book.
Guess what?
Guess what?
And you know, these, like, that was back in the 70s. You know, now it's, you know, the 2000s. There must be other expressions.
But those are really good. That's
the people,
best.
That people.
It works. Guess what? There's no cost for the book. But everybody's throwing a nice donation to reprint the copy.
Of course, we don't want to put you on the breadline or anything.
Of course, well, yeah.
Just give us close to the line as you can without starting.
Awesome.
So you used to be hundreds of books today?
Yeah. And, you know, whatever they say, you're kidding. That's great.
Well, you're quick, though. Me, like, I got the thing.
Yeah, well,
you know,
it
like,
comes from years.
Okay, yeah.
And then you get so natural. I haven't said this in a long time, but, like, it's so much part of you.
Yeah.
So, you know, you just do it day in and day out. I never went day in and day out except for Christmas marathon. But I went out once a week. And I loved it so much more than my paying service that they told me I'm only allowed to go out once a week. So I went out from Mamalarchi to Mamalarchi one day. And then, you know, stayed out all night. And then and the next morning, it was 3 o'clock in the morning. It's really mellow. Like, it was like one or two guys in the by the carousels, and I'd be just wandering around, and they're all like living there. Everybody takes a book.
So what's the best time to go on a book?
Well, it's really no bedtime. It's all good.
Yeah. But you're saying that little time, which is more than morning, maybe?
In the morning. Forget that.
Yeah. But more in the morning, more savitka.
It depends on the moon and the stars. Krishna. What Krishna wants to do to you that day.
Excuse me, where are you from? Oh, yeah, great. Yeah.
Excuse me, are you from?
I'm from LA.
No,
I'm from
LA. Like official, right? Excuse me. Excuse me, sir.
Excuse me.
And he stops. Are you from LA or out of town?
Well, great!
You get one, man. I'm supposed to give you the
idea. Did you do like a face like, great?
Oh, great.
Great.
You get one, man.
Like smiling, great. Would you get one?
You
going to be really enthusiastic?
Well, great. You get one then. Here. No time. No time to think about it.
Okay. Oh, great. Here. Yeah.
And here, or if you're too timid to give out a book, because you don't know if they're going to really put out their hand.
Well, actually.
Well, great. You get one then. Here's a card. And here.
Yeah. No, but you're right. If you do like that, if you go slow, then. But if you go fast, it's just a reflex. They're just going to take it.
Just like, this is what's happening, man.
Yeah.
A book. Yeah. This is real life. Another thing is, like, internally, what's going on? Like, how much do you think this book is worth? Do you think it's worth anything less than $12 billion? Look what they're getting. They have two and a half years.
I know.
Earth, old age, and even death.
That's how it starts for me.
Otherwise, you're going to become trees and rocks and roots and snails, whales.
Over here, over there. Up there? They're still, still here, yeah.
Yeah. Slug. Can you see a slug?
What's
it like? It's like a lovely looking snail, kind of big fat worm, and kind of glowing, and it goes real slow. Slug, you know? So
yeah, that's what I want to do. I want to distribute.
Think of the value of the book.
Yeah.
It's wonderful, and they can't give it enough. And that you're giving mercy. Like today, were you there at the end of my class when you did my poster?
Yeah, what's that?
And I said, and the cost? I can't believe the mercy that's coming now from my mouth. And how do you think that makes people feel? Yeah. And it's true, it was a lot of mercy.
Yeah,
it makes them feel like they. I was thinking $1 to $150.
Wow.
Like, so how do you think it feels? Like, I can't believe what's coming out of my mouth. Like, I'm not even saying it, the mercy that's coming out. Whoa. You have to create a festival for them. It's only you.
You have to be enthusiastic.
You have to create a world for them so that they think it's just them and you in the world. And it's a big festival that you've created for them.
So I put my gopi dot?
Yeah, and whatever else they've been doing, whatever their life is, their kids, their work, it's like, who cares? It's just me, Govinda, and the book.
Yeah. Try to do that.
And be loving, and it's not that after they give you the money, it's okay, but and you'll smile like the next
one. Yeah, no, I use that talk a lot.
So after they give the money then?
I always talk.
Give them the card, tell them about the restaurant, tell them you work there, you're doing a special,
special
service.
Oh, you know what I do? Little
sweet. If you're sweet, I'm going to give you extra too sweet. Watch out who you say that to.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody following you home.
What's the cat over the temple?
Huh?
I get those big guys at the temple. So.
Right.
Yeah, no, I don't worry. They follow me, that's good. Follow me to the temple, they can come.
Okay, so like that, that's the general idea, and then, you know, new things come.
That's what I'm going to be spontaneous like you, because I'm not, you know, it doesn't come out.
In the beginning, you won't be.
Okay.
But when it becomes natural.
Yeah.
Like, there's a saying that Prabhupada used to quote, he said, there's a Bengali saying that this body is so made that anything you practice becomes easier. Natural.
Yeah, practice.
Like, how were you on the first day of your restaurant then? Probably dropping plates.
Stressing out.
Stressing
running
out.
Running everywhere.
And now?
Everything's flowing.
Like that. Then, you know, you get to know your skeleton so well that even if you're in complete Maya, your skeleton's going to come out. But you know what I mean? It becomes so natural.
Yeah, that's what I want.
Even if you're really bummed out. And then, when you're bummed out, the worst that can happen is that you say your skeleton is flowing away.
Yeah.
And the best thing that can happen is, based on the skeleton, so many new things come up. Like, do you know who this is? That's Arjuna. You know who he is? He's the friend of God. and this book makes you, you become chums with God. He personally talks to you and guides you, writes the charity you like. What's your name again? Govinda. Govinda, it's a pleasure to meet you.
Oh, you're so
and
good.
Govinda, guess what? You know what I do sometimes?
Like guess what? I like that.
No, I'm showing in the book. And look. Look, Govinda. See? And you know, this book teaches you how to be happy within, and that it's wisdom from ancient India. These scrolls are many thousands of years old, and I'm rich. But listen, it doesn't matter if you can even read this dance that's on the list, but just by seeing it, or hearing it, or trying to pronounce it, it's a transcendental sound vibration. You don't even understand it,
but
you feel spiritual bliss. But you know, otherwise, you skip over it. Go to the English. And like, see these words that's not in English, like Krishna, Arjuna, and Yudhisthira? You just name, proper names, and you get to know them, like, buddy. Like, what's your name?
Govinda.
Like, where are you from? India?
Yeah.
So like, when you go to America, Govinda, do you translate your name? No.
No.
Still Govinda. So you get to meet all these far out people that are
translating.
Anyway, so sometimes I would read, like, look, Govinda. From whatever and wherever. You know, sometimes you just go like that and you open it and it comes to a great verse. And he said, you know what you could do, Govinda? You could just open the book like that every day and there'll be a perfect wisdom for you for the day. Or you can read a whole chapter a day.
That's about Bhagavad Gita?
Yeah, or any book. So, like look at this for example. Never was there a time that I did not enjoy the scripture, nor you nor all these men, nor in the future that any of this used to be. That means we're eternal. And this book teaches you how to experience a life, an eternal life, that means no beginning, no end, where every moment is a brand new experience, newer than the previous moment.
And
like Govinda, you go out and buy a newspaper, right?
Yeah.
And the first day you hold it to your chest, oh. And the second day, what do? Throw it in the garbage, because it's old news.
Yeah.
But you went through an eternal life. That means every moment is new and previous moment. So Govinda, take it home and read it. It's really nice meeting you. And Govinda, and then turn away to go. It's really nice meeting you. Take it home and read it. Okay.
Guess what?
And then start turning around.
I don't understand. I'm not turning around.
Walk away.
Okay.
Okay, you're going back into Govinda. And hey, Govinda, guess what?
Oh.
There's no cost to the book. But everyone's giving a donation.
And even if, like, you look young, sometimes I feel that I talk to people and, like,
you look young?
Like, people think that, oh, she's young, how does she know that? You know what I mean?
What?
That's the way I feel sometimes.
I was young when I was saying that.
Yeah.
How old are you?
I'm 28.
I was 28.
Yeah.
When I was saying that stuff.
But she was 17. I look a little younger.
Well, I was 19 when I was preaching, too.
And it's cool because sometimes I feel like, you know.
Don't you remember Gurudev said they gave up their teenage? They were all teenagers, and they gave it up. They gave up their youthful clothes, and they went to the seaports and the airports, and did everything for Swamiji. He does that all the time, every country, again and again, every year. She went to the airports and the seaports.
They went to the airport one time where it was cold and shady. We didn't like it.
Well, they just speak like with the like, you know,
yeah.
Huh?
It's
a matter of how you
present
it, so people feel
it
always, you know. Yeah.
Maybe you have salt in a bag somewhere.
Well,
that
you looking
take a shot on here.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. And I can email you if I have other question or any
thank you.
Problem in my mind.
And if anybody's passing through as a distributor, just ask them to take you out. Like, we used to go out with the best, Triple R.
Yeah, that's what we need.
We should spend the day with them and just, like, stand there.
Yeah. There's nobody nowadays, you know?
What? Is that true?
Like, in our temple, no, nobody really goes.
Maybe not in the temple, but somebody can pass by. Like, if Shroti Maharaj comes, if Sojan Maharaj comes.
Yeah.
What's his name? Ms. Chanchipa.
Yeah.
No, but that was good meeting. You find me out. Like, now I know. Sometimes I just don't know what to say, you know.
And then they feel like they're special. You feel like you're special. And you get so many realizations that you actually see, you start seeing the soul transmigrating. Like when you're talking to somebody, just start imagining. Like everybody imagine.
Mm-hmm.
Just imagine that there's, that now let's say they're 20, right? So just start picturing them when they were a baby,
mm-hmm.
with a soul passing from baby to child to 20. And then, as you're looking at them, then you start seeing going down, like in that picture. And then you start seeing, you're looking at the person,
mm-hmm.
but you're seeing an aardvark, a slug, a snail, a tree, a demigod. Now the soul is becoming all those, and like, death, birth, you're in a baby, in a womb, suffering, weeping, dying, my mother just died. And you're looking at the person, but you, the distributor, is thinking of all that.
Well, you're
and
good.
Then when you're speaking, it has
strength.
And they feel your energy.
Yeah. Which book should I distribute?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think the way of love is too small?
No, you can do that way of love, no problem.
Should I give tax-receipt deductible? If they want. Like, if I go grab my money, I can take out some tax-receipt deductible instead of taking.
Yeah, if you want.
Okay,
awesome. All right, me.
Are you going to go to San Francisco tomorrow?
For a couple of days. You just want to be taking a class.
A class?
And how to make websites.
Awesome.
Oh.
That's good. I hope you take a good
rest and don't work too hard, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you so much. Oh, I'm going to lose
the
show.
Thank you for your presentation. Please, thank you for your presentation. Please, thank you for your presentation. By memory mail again.
Well,
we're
so
following. And then, you know, Guru Dev will start, and Lord Chaitanya, and everybody will start giving you lines and.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lines.
Well,
and when you're reading, first when you're reading, then you'll find, wow, I can see that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got
the
bus in Texas.
Way of love, and then
mm-hmm.
I also